This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 19. No remedy. Our reading comes from 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah the prophet, who spoke the word of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him take an oath in God's name. He became stiff-necked and hardened his heart, and would not turn to the Lord, the God of Israel. Furthermore, all the leaders of the priests and the people became more and more unfaithful, following all the detestable practices of the nations and defiling the temple of the Lord, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent word to them through his messengers again and again, because he had pity on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked God's messengers, despised his words, and scoffed at his prophets until the wrath of the Lord was aroused against his people, and there was no remedy. He brought up against them the king of the Babylonians, who killed their young men with the sword in the sanctuary, and did not spare young men or young women, the elderly or the infirm. God gave them all into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. He carried to Babylon all the articles from the temple of God, both large and small, and the treasures of the Lord's temple, and the treasures of the king and his officials. They set fire to God's temple and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. They burned all the palaces and destroyed everything of value there. He carried into exile to Babylon the remnant, who escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and his successors until the king of Persia came to power. Perhaps Matthew ends his list of kings with Josiah because the Bible says he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and followed the ways of his father, David. Josiah, however, was not the last king of Judah. Zedekiah was. Though God persistently sent messengers and prophets to warn Zedekiah, he hardened his heart and would not turn to the Lord. The Bible says there was no remedy. Incredible. So God sent the king of Babylon to destroy Jerusalem, and God's people became captives in a foreign land. But God's story does not end there. Praise God, there is a remedy. Hebrews 1:1-2 shows that although God spoke through the prophets in the past, in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, and through whom he also made the universe. In less than a week, we'll celebrate Christmas and the coming of Jesus, God's Son. He alone is the remedy for our sin. Jesus, the maker of the universe, lived and died to restore us, was raised from the dead, and rules at God's right hand. He is the King of Kings. Let us with joy do what's right in the eyes of the Lord as we reflect his glory in the world. Pray with me. Father God, we join with the angels who sang long ago, "Glory to God in the highest." We praise you that through Jesus, you give us the remedy for sin and all its effects. Heal and restore us, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.